I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Well, I was walking out of a client's office, and I looked up and I saw their sign, and it says, "When going through hell, keep on going." So that's this week's title. Our scripture reference comes from Psalm 23, verse 4. It says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Life is not always a mountaintop experience. There are times when we find ourselves walking through valleys of darkness, despair, and difficulty. We face trials that shake us to our core, financial hardships, sickness, broken relationships, loss, and disappointment. And those moments, it feels like we are literally going through hell. But let me remind you today, going through means that you're not staying there. You are passing through it. And if you keep on going, you will come out victorious on the other side. Point number one, hell is temporary. God's promises are eternal. Now, let me preface that. Hell is not temporary if you don't have Jesus Christ. Anyway, the enemy wants you to believe that you struggle will last forever, but that is a lie. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:17 that our troubles are light and momentary compared to the eternal glory that God is preparing us for. No matter what you are facing today, remember, this is not your final destination. This storm will pass, this pain will subside, and God's promises will stand. Point two, God is with you in the fire. And this is what I like the most. I don't know if you know the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but I tell you, you should go read it. Daniel 3:24-25. They were thrown into the fiery furnace by King Nebuchadnezzar. And King Nebuchadnezzar saw a fourth man in the fire. It was Jesus himself. You are never alone in your struggles. Jesus walks with you through every trial, every heartbreak, and every hardship. If God didn't abandon them in the fire, he won't abandon you and yours. That brings us to point three. Keep walking in faith. Notice that Psalm 23:4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley." Okay, it doesn't say, "Even though I stop, sit, and make my home in the valley." It says, "Walk." When you're going through this hell, you don't stop, complain, or give up. Well, you might complain. We're human. But you keep moving forward in faith. Keep praying. Keep praising. Keep believing. Keep trusting. The enemy wants you to quit, but God wants you to push through because your breakthrough is on the other side. When we're talking about the enemy, it is very important to remember John 10:10. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes that you may have life and life more abundantly now. Keep that in your minds. Moving on to point four. God will turn your pain into purpose. Romans 8:28 declares that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Now, funny little story. I was a little kid and everything was going wrong on a trip that we were taking to Arkansas, and my mom and dad and decided to take along my grandma, which would have been my dad's mother-in-law. And literally everything with the car went wrong. The AC dropped out of the bottom of it, all kinds of stuff. And my grandma said to my dad, "Remember, Ed, all things work for the good of those who love him." And he said, "Don't you ever tell me that again." He was literally at that moment going through his hell. But he knew this. What the enemy meant for evil, God will use for good. Your trial is a testimony in the making. Your pain is a setup for your purpose. Joseph, you know, the one that had the coat of many colors, was betrayed, enslaved, and imprisoned. But God used it to position him for greatness. He ended up becoming second in command to the Pharaoh. What are you going through now is preparing you for what God has in store. Let's keep on going here. Don't let your struggles define you. Don't let temporary pain make you lose sight of eternal promises. If you're going through hell, keep on going like that sign said. Don't stop, don't settle, and don't give up. God is with you, and he'll bring you through. We don't stop and pray often, but let's do that today. Father, we thank you that no matter what we face, you are with us. Give us the strength to keep moving forward in faith, knowing that our trials are temporary, but your promises are eternal. Help us to trust you trust you in the valley, and to continue walking in victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, I'm Jason Brown. I'm the pastor without pulpit, and this was your faith for today.